This is Brother Peter Diamond, VaticanCatholic.com, a, quote, priest of the Vatican II sect in Dublin, Ireland, named, quote, Father Martin Dolan, recently told his congregation that he's a homosexual. He also called for them to support gay, quote, marriage. The response of the people was to give him a standing ovation. Think about that. This occurred at a so-called Catholic church. In reality, the church is part of the Vatican II sect, the End Times Counterchurch, which purports to be the Catholic Church, but actually is not. This news item is another striking example of the total apostasy and wickedness of the people who follow the Vatican II sect. They have no morality at all, not to mention no faith. They are applauding the practice of sodomy, the rejection of Christian marriage, and the repudiation of all Catholic teaching against sexual immorality. It's just pure evil. The Vatican II sect has eradicated any goodness and faith from what were Catholic churches and left only spiritual desolation. And remember that the people who reacted in this way, giving him a standing ovation when he called for them to support gay, quote, marriage and announced that he's gay, actually consider themselves to be practicing Catholics on some level. They're the ones who have enough interest to show up at what they think is a mass, even though it's not a true mass. If this is how they react to sodomy and the repudiation of Christian marriage, imagine what they would say about the deeper dogmas of faith on salvation, the church, etc. It's complete apostasy. And some people think that the great apostasy is coming down the line, or it's just getting started. No, it's almost over. The Whore of Babylon is not going to be overtaking Rome in the future, and then reducing the one true Church of Christ, the Catholic Church, to a remnant in the final days, as it's prophesied in Apocalypse chapter 17. No, that already happened. The Whore of Babylon is in Rome now. It's the Vatican II sect, not the Catholic Church, and it has spread its spiritual fornication and wickedness to all the nations of the earth, such as Ireland. And if the Whore of Babylon, the end times counterfeit Catholic Church, is there now, as it is, then the deception of the Antichrist, the beast out of the sea, and the seven Roman kings must also already be there. And that's the case. As our videos, Is the World About to End? And The Antichrist Revealed, The Beast That Was and Is Not Has Returned, discuss. Another reason that the demonic and apostate congregation applauded what Martin Dolan said is that almost the entire world at this time is sexually perverted. Whether it's the mortal sin of fornication, looking at pornography, birth control, adultery, or something else, all of which put people in a state of damnation. Almost everyone is sadly engaging in some form of sexual immorality. Since they are sexually compromised themselves, they are more inclined to support and rush to the defense of others who are sexually perverted, and to call for the removal of boundaries in such areas.